Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are you feeling low energy and less motivation to hop, skip, and jump around? Well, we're here today to show you how acting like a kid again won't get you sent to the principal's office, but it might just get you in the best shape of your life. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins.
Hey,
so
Melanie.
Being a kid again, we're not going to get in trouble at school if we hop, skip, and jump around. Tell us about being a kid again.
That's right, Melanie. In fact, you know, I think we've all got a bit of kid inside us. So I think this, what we're going to talk about is the fact that, you know, kids just do. You know, they don't overanalyze. They don't kind of get, you know, shackled down or make excuses. Like, if they want to do something, they just go out and do it. So this particular article was discussing the fact that, you know, maybe we should kind of get into the mindset of being a kid again. And, you know, they had some tips about some of the ideas that kids and the way kids do things, and maybe that'll help us with our exercise routine, particularly, you know, over the summer.
Well, so give us some of these tips, Dr. Higgins.
Well, the one of the tips is, first of all, you know, actually prioritize a playtime. You know, I tell some of my patients this, you know, they need to actually schedule in, you know, like they're scheduling an appointment, you know, for work or for the dentist or whatever, and actually, you know, have an hour of playtime. I mean, but preferably outside. And we know that being outside is great, getting the fresh air rather than, you know, just always sucking up that air-conditioned air. And you also get a little bit of sunlight, some vitamin D. It helps you to with your creativity. It helps you to be happy. So and it's of course, you know, physical. It's a great physical workout and actually play. You know, don't actually. We're not talking about going out and okay, I'm going to go run, you know, 10 miles right now. We're talking about go out and, you know, get some buddies together like kids do, and you know, throw a ball around or, you know, kick the ball or you know, play with on the beach, you know, do beach volleyball or something like that. So that's one of the first things, and I think that's a great suggestion. Another one is kids, you know, when they playing, if something happens, you know, they fall over or fall off a bike or something, you know, they don't sort of stop and say, okay, I'm never going to do this again. I mean, they just like get back, you know, they have this resilience. They'll get back and they'll be able to get back into the exercise, and, you know, maybe they've learned something from that. And their idea is, you know, look, I understand, you know, when I have some fun. I mean, you know, the good things happen, and sometimes I'll hurt myself a little, but, you know, I get back on my bike and I keep going. And again, that's the same with adults. You know, I think sometimes you might have a little bit of an injury, but don't give up. You know, always come back afterwards. Another one that they talked about is competition. And, you know, I remember when I was a youngster, my brother and I used to have lots of competitions, you know, who could run to the block the fastest or whatnot. And we know that having that kind of, and it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to be pressed now because I lost the race. You know, it was kind of a friendly competition, and it sort of stimulated some fun times as well. And you know, it actually, of course, gets people exercising too. The another tip that they talk about is actually, you know, by doing social things with other folks, you know, rather than just going at it alone you know, just doing the same workout every day, you're going to be developing more relationships with others. You'll decrease your stress levels again. You'll have a support network. So, you know, if in the time when something does happen that is not really that great and sets you back, you've got that social network.
I love all these suggestions, Dr. Higgins. I love prioritizing playtime because I always tell people they say, I don't have time to exercise. Well, you don't have time. You have to make time. And by prioritizing playtime, you're really getting out there and playing Frisbee. And to act like a kid again, why don't you play with a kid and play Frisbee with a kid and kick the ball with a kid and cultivating resilience? That's a really good suggestion because we do tend to be a little more pessimistic and, oh, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. A little competition, always a good thing. Doesn't have to be too much because that could stress us out a little bit. And then those strong relationships. Dr. Higgins, it's been proved in so many studies about how that's good for us with stress and worry to have those good relationships. So give us a few more.
Yeah, well, again, Melanie, it comes back to, you know, what we were talking about before. I think the idea is that kids will talk you into doing fun things, you know, whereas adults, I think we almost like are the opposite. When, you know, someone wants to do something fun, we'll sort of make up a reason why we can't do it. But kids are like, let's just do it, you know, and so this comes into another one of the reasons, which is, you know, they basically throw themselves into things. They, if they dare to dream, I mean, they have great imaginations. They daydream about things. They create, you know, if someone says to a kid, you know, this, you can't build that sandcastle, I mean, because you don't have, you know, the correct equipment or whatever, the kids will, they'll just, you know, improvise and they'll do it. You know, they believe in that. If they can think about it and believe it can be done, you know, it can be done. So that's the great thing, I think, about kids. They don't see the obstacles like adults do. The other thing is, you know, because they're out and about and just, you know, doing so much stuff and having fun, they're not sitting in front of the television or in front of a computer and being told, you know, when to eat, okay, and getting bored. So rather, they, you know, use their natural kind of body rhythms or signals, and if they're, you know, playing all afternoon or whatever, they might start getting a little bit hungry, and then they'll know, okay, well, it's time, you know, got to get a snack or something like that. So that's those rhythms, you know, by going out and having fun and playing and doing other things, your body's rhythms get more into sync. So you know, eat healthier, you sleep better as well. And, you know, we know as well, exercise is really important for helping your brain get blood flow, getting blood flow to those regions of the brain that help kids to learn and remember things. So it's a really great thing. Another thing kids do is, you know, they will go out and they'll, you know, play hard and have fun, and then they'll come back and they may take a nap. You know, they may come and have a little recharge for 20 minutes in the afternoon, and then they'll get back out and play. So during that time, you know, the nap, we know that it can boost your energy, your creativity, alertness when you get back on track. So again, as adults, that's also been shown. So another tip from kids is to take naps.
I love that one too, Dr. Higgins, because I am a nap person myself.
Nice.
And so as a result, I love to take a nice nap and get myself really recharged, even if it's only a 20-minute thing. So listeners, you can take a nap. Eat when you're hungry, not when you're bored. Kids don't really eat when they're bored unless they're sitting around in front of video games, and then in which case, we've got the whole childhood obesity thing. And dream up possibilities. Dream. Don't stop just because you're older. Don't stop learning. Don't stop reading. My dad is 90. He's still learning. So give us your last best bit of advice, Dr. Higgins, for being like a kid again so that we can get ourselves in great shape.
Well, you know, I think that what you need to do as someone out there listening is think back to when you were a kid and think of the things that you used to do, you know, with your friends or your brothers and sisters that were really fun. And more than likely, you know, doing some of those things now as an adult will be able to bring back some of that fun. And you know, don't, have fun with other people, give and accept freely. Don't, you know, don't think of it as like, what am I going to get out of it? Just think of it as like, hey, this is fun. We can all have fun. You know, we can all benefit together from exercise, from being outdoors, from, you know, get happy by hanging out with each other and sharing with each other. And just overall, we can all win by being like kids again and not holding grudges, you know, not worrying who wins the game, but just actually being in the game, being outdoors and having fun. That will not only help you, it'll help those around you.
What great bits of information and such great advice. Be a kid again. What we can learn from children about being happy and healthy. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Remember, prioritize playtime. Jump, hop, skip around. It'll make you feel great. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.